The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be seated, and at this time I invite all of our early childhood students forward to lift their voices in praise. Way to go, boys and girls. Thanks for singing for us. Can you take a seat right where you are, right on the step where you are? Perfect. This might be maybe an obvious question, but does anyone know what day it is today?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. And who do we celebrate on Mother's Day?
Our moms.
Our moms. But also who else? We can celebrate our moms and our grandmas and maybe our aunts. And who else are maybe some motherly figures in our life? Maybe your sisters. Who else are maybe some motherly figures in your life? Your teachers too. So there are a lot of people who are motherly to you, right? Okay. Can you raise your hand and tell me, what is your favorite thing about your mom? What do you think?
Giving her flowers.
You like to give her flowers? Does she like flowers? Yeah? What about you? What do you love most about your mom? There's just so many things you can't even. Okay, I'll come back to you. What do you love most about your mom?
I love her.
You just love her. Yeah, because she loves you back, doesn't it? Yeah. What about you?
That she's loving.
That she's kind.
That she's kind.
Loving. You love giving her hugs? Does she give good hugs? Yeah. What about you guys? What do you love most about your mom?
I like when she gives us
hugs.
And I like him.
You just, oh yeah? You just like her?
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, that's great. What about you?
I like that she's kind and fun.
Okay, we'll take two more. Kind and fun. Okay, what about you? Did you forget? You like to play games with her?
Magnetiles.
Magnetiles? Yes. What about you? What's your favorite thing about your mom? You make things with her? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, you can put your hands on. If I didn't get to you, come up to me after me, okay? Or, you know what, even better, you could tell your moms when you go back to your seat what you love most about her. So, my mom isn't in the building today, but do you see that? Let's see, where is it at? Am I on, which camera am I? Do you see that camera way above that door up there? My mom's on the other side of that camera, and my grandma is too, and they're watching. And a lot of the ways that you love your mom, I love my mom and my grandma too. They're kind, and they're loving, and they're funny, and they make good food, and they put up with my craziness. But do you know why else I love my mom and my grandma? Because they were the first ones to tell me about
Jesus.
And they told me with their mouths, but they also told me with all the love that they gave us. So all of the ways that you listed today, why your mom's the greatest, you know what she's really showing you? She's showing you the love of Jesus. Who gave us our moms and our aunts and our grandmas? And our Jesus did. So do you think that together we can say, thank you, Jesus? One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus. And then do you think on this day that we can say thank you, Mom, too? One, two, three. Thank you, Mom. Can you pray with me? Okay, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all the moms in our lives. May we, with them, always look to you. Amen. Thank you, early childhood. Can we give them another round of applause as they go back to their seats? Thank you. We love a full house here. So on occasion, there are holy moments throughout the year when the secular calendar and all of its holidays beautifully align with the liturgical calendar of the church and its readings and its prayers and its celebrations. And I would argue that today is one of those days. As we celebrate the women in our lives who are our mothers or who have been mothers to us in various ways, we are acquainted in our gospel text with the person of the Trinity who has historically been seen as the most maternal, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, our brother, says to us today that he will not leave us as orphans, but will send the advocate, or in the Greek, the parakletos, who will comfort us and teach us and help us to remain in Christ and he in us and then in our Heavenly Father. And we discover who this Spirit, who this advocate is by what he does. The Spirit hovers over the waters of creation and recreation. We are reborn in our baptism by water and, as St. John writes, by the Spirit. Our adoption as sons and daughters of God is closely associated with the Spirit's maternal work. The Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us how to walk and how to talk. St. Paul writes in his letters that we are to walk by the Spirit and talk and pray by the Spirit. Just as he did for Mary, the mother of God, the Spirit also instructs us how to treasure up all God's commands and promises in our hearts, as Jesus commands his disciples to do in our gospel text. The Spirit's maternal work is ultimately to help us remain in Christ and he in us. Now, the Holy Spirit accomplishes this work not in a disembodied way, but through incarnate means in the sanctuaries of our homes and our church. And there is a beautiful partnership between these two sanctuaries in growing ourselves and our children in the love of the Lord as the world rages around us. A child is reborn in the waters of the font of this sanctuary, but then is primarily taught how to talk and how to walk in the Spirit through the example of their parents and their families in the little sanctuary of your homes. That's right, your home is a little church. And the impact of prayers in the morning and in the evening, as well as the sharing of a Jesus story before your kids go to bed, have far-reaching effects into their lives. In fact, in our day and age, 79% of practicing Christian teens say that they still go to church because their mother or their motherly figures encourage them to do so. Happy Mother's Day. Way to go, moms. So to all you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and spiritual fathers and mothers who question if the wrangling in the pew is even worth it. It is worth it. It is. By coming back to this place and bringing your kiddos here week after week, some days in PJs or in costumes with Cheerios stuck in their hair, or other days when they're older and sort of begrudgingly go to church with mom on Mother's Day, they get to hear anew the stories you've been teaching them through your words and through your actions. But they also receive the life-giving forgiveness Jesus has and gives in the Word and in the sacraments. You know, one of the reasons that I was called here to Trinity almost 2 years ago now, and one of the reasons that I love this place so much, is because it takes seriously the working of the Holy Spirit within the partnership of your family home and the family home of this church. And at Trinity, we're coming off of a strategic plan that had 5 goals. And the second goal of that strategic plan focused on faith formation from womb to tomb. So everybody's involved. And it's all about inviting the Holy Spirit into our homes and our church and our growing school to teach everyone about the wondrous truths of Christ. It's about remaining in Christ and treasuring his commands and his promises as he remains in us. At Trinity, we believe that the way we'll remain in Christ and he in us is through relationships and rhythm and readiness. They're your 3 R's for the morning. In a world that seeks to divide and divorce and separate people and groups from one another, we seek to be a place that unites and nurtures and strengthens relationships. Primarily, yes, your relationship with Jesus, your Savior, but also your relationships with one another. We want the orphan to be mothered and fathered here. We want the barren and those who have miscarried and those who have lost their children to be comforted with hope here. We want couples and families to be uplifted and equipped here. We want widows and singles not to be seen as less than or incomplete, but to be supported and strengthened here. Remaining in Christ means strengthening relationships. But also, in a world that seeks to stir up chaos and disorder, we seek to be a place of rhythm and order. We yearn to help you and your family's lives orient them around Christ through prayer and Scripture and the Eucharist. And we realize that you all are pulled in so many different directions during the day, but it's our greatest prayer that you would remain grounded in Christ and keep the main thing the main thing, to keep Jesus at the forefront of your lives. Strengthening relationships, setting and upholding the rhythm of the Christian life. And in a world that seeks to coerce you and your children into believing stories of lies and falsehoods about yourselves, we seek to be a place that readies you and your children and your grandchildren to stand firm in the beautiful story that you were baptized and welcomed into, to remind you of who you are and whose you are, to help you know and love and cherish the commands and promises of God that are life-giving. Strengthening relationships, setting and upholding a rhythm, and getting you ready to make a defense for the hope that you have with all gentleness and reverence. They're all ways in which we remain in Christ and He in us. It is the direction of our life here as a parish, but also our lives as Christians together. And all of this wouldn't be possible without the motherly nurturing of the Spirit working in the community of Mother Church to strengthen and uphold biological and spiritual mothers and fathers in guiding their children into a beautiful relationship with their brother Jesus and their Heavenly Father. It is the greatest gift that we share with you. And walking beside you with our Lord to the greatness of paradise. So let us pray now that the Holy Spirit would come and make these things present among us. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Teach us to treasure the commands and promises of God. Lead us gently down the pathway of truth. Fill the sanctuaries of our church and our homes with divine love. On this day, Lord, especially, we ask for your blessing of the toil of mothers and fathers in this place and throughout the world in raising up their children in faith. Help us all remain in Christ and He in us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Please stand as we confess the common faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe